You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth, episode 59. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me, as he's pulling funny faces at me as I'm trying to read, it's my co-host, Stone.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Hey, Stone. I saw that funny face. I'm trying to read.
How can you see my funny face if you're trying to read?
Because I can see it out the side of my eye as I'm looking at my screen, and you're just over to the right, and I could tell you were pulling a funny face, which you were.
No.
I know you were.
No.
How are you? Feeling better?
Feeling better.
Excellent.
And played too much, and that was stupid. But still, feeling better.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. We're all glad that you're feeling better, so yay.
Yay.
And we're both here, so it's all good. We're going to get this done, which is awesome. And I get to tell you about my week, so,
yeah. You're going to get that song in my Funny. Head. Everything Winch. Is awesome.
It's a good song. It's a Lego but movie. It's
we were
awesome.
Trying
I
to
love
raid
that movie.
Last night, and somebody sang it, and it's like, oh, no. Now it was in our head, so I had to play music and get it out of my head.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny, but that's cool. All right. Well, let's get into it. World of Warcraft news.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I do have something. Okay, so besides the hot fixes, like there's been hot fixes and all this, which we know that there's going to be. No big deal. They have 7.3 on the PTR.
Oh, already? Wow.
Well, they said that they would... This is what they wanted to plan it on, was that as soon as... Well, the new
patches
out that they start to work on the next patch, which is fine. But it makes it feel like, oh my lord, they just opened up Tomb and they're putting the PTR. It's like, oh no, what are you guys doing? But it's like, relax. It will be okay. It's just.
I think I noticed, I didn't read a huge amount of Twitter on the bus when I was coming home, but apparently I think stuff is being data mined already, and there is spoilers coming out, and I'm just like, seriously, there are times that I'm just like, I just hope I can either mute stuff or not see it. Like, I'm still trying to deal with the patch that just dropped, because I've only been back playing, you know, like I've had hiccups with the PC and everything that happened last week. I only got the PC back last week and I've not been able to play a huge amount. So it's just like, I haven't even looked at everything from 7.2.5. I'm just like, there's so much to do.
I have seen a very small spoiler from the end of Tomb, but as soon as I knew it was, I was like, close it. And people are like, well, but it's out now. It's like, yeah, I know, but just I don't want to see it. So now I'm trying to filter my stuff out. So if I don't respond to you or something, it's not because I don't like you, it's because I'm trying to filter my stuff out so I don't get spoiled, and I experience the story as I feel like I should be experiencing it.
And LFR came out yesterday, whenever it was, for...
Tomb of Sargeras, the first wing of LFR, and the Mythic Race has started too, and... I don't know where they're at for the Mythic Race.
I have no idea where they're at either.
I saw that they had killed Sisters of the Moon. I think it was Limit I saw, but I'm pretty sure that's where they're at. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, I'll do LFR at some stage, but you know, again, I'm not desperate to jump into it. I'm just kind of like, oh, Kago wants to give me a quest and someone else wants to give me a quest. And I'm like, you know what? I don't have room in my quest log to take two quests and just sit onto them. I'll come back to that. I've got other things I need to do.
The other thing that I wanted to say is that I didn't have it in our notes was... and it's not Warcraft related, but they've released the Necromancer class in Diablo 3, and it's like $15, and I'm like,
what is it? It's not an expansion.
No, it's just a class.
Like a pack, right. So well, you've got to pay $15 to get the class.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, but that's a one-off.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you could probably...
I know I will get it eventually. Mm. It's just I don't play it enough to get it, like, right now. I think the next time D3 comes up on my things to do, I will probably get it. Because it's not that much, and I have to figure out how to turn my WoW stuff into... BattleNet dollars or something. I've never done that before. I've bought the token to pay for time, but I'm not getting money. So it's like I don't know. People have done it a lot. Yeah. I don't know how to do it. So anyways.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You can somehow put the token on your BattleNet account. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not sure. So. Yeah. Mm. So anyway, we'll have to see. But yeah, it sounds like fun. I mean, I'm not a huge player of Diablo 3, but I mean, hello, Necromancer. I'd be along the lines of a Warlock, kind of. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'd get it to, you know, maybe, give it a go. I'd probably like play it once and then be like, yeah, sweet. I'll get back to it one day, 3 years later. we'll see. I'll have to see. But I'll probably get it. But it sounds pretty cool. All right. Well, cool. It sounds like our week time. We don't have a bumper. We just go straight into it.
What have we done in the World of Warcraft this week?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Awesome. Yes. We'll do that one. Yes. Record that. Cut that.
No.
We'll create something.
No, you may not. You don't have my permission.
Too late. Too late. I'm going to do it. Okay. I'm going to go first.
Yes.
I'm going first. Okay. Yes. All right. So what have I done? Midsummer Fire Festival is still going. We've still got about a week left of that, which is awesome. So I did all the fires backwards. Normally I start from Orgrimmar and do Kalimdor, then go to Eastern Kingdom. And I do this on Leader every year. Every year I do the same thing. But this time I went, there is achievements for Broken Isle and for Draenor. So I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to start here. So I started at Broken Shore, worked all my way, you know, from Broken Isle, did all them, got the achievements for that, like, sweet.
I don't have them.
Got the lighting, got the other ones, huh?
I don't have them. Okay, they are not account-wide.
Huh? Not?
They are not account-wide, those two achievements. I know what I will be doing right now as we play. Sorry, but I would have thought that they would have been account-wide, because I usually get all of them. Go! It shocked me. Just shocked me. Like, what?
Yeah. Well, they're normally... count wide, but they don't count for your other tune. Like, mine shows up and says you've done this on your account, but you've not done it for this alt.
So
I did all those, got those achievements. I was like really happy with that. I got the toy, and I can't remember what that is, like 324 toy or something. I don't know. It's a lot. It's like over 300 toys. So I'm like, yep, sweet. So that is a set of matches, and that costs like 500 of the little blossoms. Wow. And then, so I kept going. I kept going through. So after I'd done Draenor, I went to do Pandaria. Then I went to do, hang on, I'm working backwards, the Cataclysm. But I did, like, the Maelstrom one. So I went to Deep Home and went to Vash, to, you know, because they're kind of separate places. And then I went to Kalimdor, and then I went to Northrend, Outlands, hit up Kalimdor, did all of Kalimdor, didn't worry about doing the Alliance, you know, desecrating, because I've already done that, and I'm like, I'm not that desperate to do that again. So I just need to do that, you know, light up the fires, desecrate the ones around. I'm not doing the capital cities. And I had just started Eastern Kingdoms when I got enough to get the toy. So I got the, Igneous Flameling, which is 350 blossoms.
Yeah.
So you need 850 total, which you can easily do on one turn.
Yes.
Yep. You can get the toy and the pet all on one turn, just if you're high enough to do the fires. You will get, I think it, we worked it out. Ash and I were working it out, and he got over 1,000, and he'd done the desecrating of the capital cities as well. And he got well over 1,000 on his turn. So he would, so that was fine. So we know you can do that on one turn. So that was kind of cool. I'm trying to get the illusion for enchanting. It's one of the things enchanters can get is illusions. There's a death frost, whatever it is, it drops off a hoon, and I've been trying to run a hoon, not necessarily every day, but I'm trying to do it, and I've not had it drop. But I did have the scythe drop, even though it's an 850.
Okay.
I don't care, because it gave me my transmog. Oh. So I'm like, and it's really weird, because I'm like, seriously, I didn't have that? How did I not have that? Because I know a toon got that. I thought Leader had, and then I thought about it, I thought, well, maybe it was actually my priest Attil that had got it. And I'm talking probably got it back in, I don't think it was Catter. I think it might have been Wrath.
Okay.
Like a long time ago. So when it popped up and I'm like, oh, I've got the scythe, and then it popped up and then it's gone, you know, the scythe has gone into your transmog. I've like gone, what? Really? I didn't have that. And I was, yeah, it was really weird, but I'm like, okay, sweet. I've got it, because the warlocks get a scythe at low levels. And that's normally what I run around. Until we got the, you know, the artifact weapon, I used to transmog into one of the scythes that I'd gotten with Leader over the years. And then I'd put one of the red glows on it. So it's like this big, you know, like the Grim Reaper's scythe weapon with this big glowy red on it. And, because, you know, I'm a warlock, so I like to look a bit evil. So I was like, oh, that's cool. So I was happy with that, because, you know, it did give me something. But I'm like, damn it, give me the illusion. And every time I say that, the boys go, what are you hiding? Every time. I go, damn it, the illusion didn't drop. And then they go, they say that. And I'm like, yeah, thanks, boys. That's awesome. So, so there's my pet, 825.
Wow.
Pet. Yeah, just a couple. Wow. Just a couple. So I was really happy about that. And it's really cute. So, you know, again, I'm kind of cool with that. But then I decided, well, you know what? I will go around and take, I've got my human warlock, because I'm not over questing in Broken Isle. I just, okay, you know, sometimes it's nice to level different ways. So I thought, well, bugger it, I might as well take my human warlock who's over in Area Peak and convert to raid. And she was 103, and I thought, well, you know what, I'll go and do some fires on her because I don't have to think about it. I can just, you know, fly to the spots, pick up what I need, just keep going and get enough. I don't need the toy, but you know what? I can always have another pet. Because give me a month or so and I can sell it and make some pretty, pretty gold. So, you know, why not? So I took it all around. I haven't finished everything. I got enough to get the 350 blossoms and I bought another pet. I got it to 104. So she got like a decent like level. So it's not high, high XP, but I didn't have to think about it for a night. I didn't have to stress about, you know, I could just kind of chill. Only thing you got to remember is I was on Alliance, not on Horde. That's always a good thing to remember when you go to certain places. And all of a sudden you're why am I getting hit? I'm in the wrong place. So I think I flew to... Where did I fly? I flew to some town. Like, I looked at the zone, and I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, okay, I've got to go and fly from here to there. So I flew straight to the Horde flight path, and I'm like, whoa! No, wrong place. Where's the Alliance? Okay, I need to go to the Alliance. So, yeah, so that was pretty funny. But that was kind of, it was kind of cool. So I'm hoping, I don't know, I might take my Hunter. She's at 108, so I might do another lot on the Hunters because we've still got a week. Or I did take an iron, but I'll talk about that the other day. So I might take another iron. I don't know. It's kind of like I want to take someone else. I might as well get some free XP and if I can get another pet, cool. Like, why not? Might as well.
We just announced a new iron last night. We got a new one, and looking at their account, they leveled up at the end by getting the Midsummer Fires. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it definitely helps. Wow. Definitely helps. Okay,
cool. Yeah. Well, especially for the hundreds, like, because, you know, that's crazy. That's crazy stuff, but, yeah. And then it's not like I had been putting off, but I had been slowly collecting some stuff for myself and for Wingy and Ash. We were gathering together all the stuff to go and do the Sun Data Hatchling, which of course is the secret society, WoW-looking society, whatever they're called, had found the pet a couple weeks ago. And there was a comprehensive write-up on Wowhead about what you needed for it. And you need to get all these, you know, they're like old school stuff. Mm-hmm. I had to go into Dire Mall and go get the Gordok ogre suit because I was not paying the ridiculous amount of money that's on the auction house because that's not a BOP. Ha-ha. I completely forgot. I'm sure it used to be a BOP. I'm sure it used to be in Classic. It was BOP.
Yeah.
But it's not anymore.
I mean, not even just Classic. I mean, I remember trying to get it.
Crusade, I think.
Warlords. And.
Yeah.
I was in a group and we all rolled need on it and they couldn't trade it. So maybe it was because they rolled need.
Because
if you roll greed, you should be able to trade it. But maybe if you go farm it now, I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, it was easy enough to do. So I got the last things that I needed, you know, some ethereal oil and that. And as I said, the boys and I have been working. You know, Ash went fishing for us and he got the glass fin minnows so that we could make into the ethereal oils, which I turned into with Atil because she's my alchemist. We'd done, you know, the boys and I had done farming of the mana the mana thistle, because you needed a lot of that to make the potions. And yeah, so we'd been working on it. And then when I finally got back into game last week, I think it was it Friday or Saturday? I can't remember. I was just like, oh, bugger it. I might as well just go give it a go. Now, the problem is you've got to be careful when you do it, and you've got to follow the strat. Like, there is a strat, and it is quite clearly stated on Wildhead. So I suggest if you're going to look at doing it, you know, look up Sun Data Hatchling. Make sure you've got all the things, because it's very specific. You have to put potions on at a certain time. You've got to click something at a certain time. You've got to do this, the next step, you know. And yeah, so it was all interesting. So anyway, I found where the cave of cave of concentration or consecration or whatever it's called in Winter Spring is, and I was like, oh, please, you little tricky buggers. This never used to be. I'm sure it just used to drop straight down. But now they've created, like, it goes from the snow down the mountain, and then it's like grass and trees, right? And I'm like, yeah, you little buggers, you created, you know, you've added it in.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure I've flown and tried to go over there, and I was just like, okay. You know, it was nothing. It was nothing bar dropping straight down to the ocean. So I'm like, yep. So we found it. So Ash and I went over, and I was just like, yeah, I'm just going to give it a go. You know, I've got more than enough mats that if I stuff it up, I can do it again, except I don't have the Gordok ogre suit, because they're unique, and I'd have to go get that. And I didn't have the dire brew, which means I'd have to go back in to get that. But, you know, I mean, that literally would probably take half an hour to get both of them, and I'd be back. So, so the first screenshot is right when I've walked into the cave, and that's the wall of fire. That's where you start from. So I'm like, here we go. And you've got to, you know, put one of the potions on, which is like the potion of fire, whatever it is. And you've got to, you know, drink that. And then it gives you a buff for like 10 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever. And then you go through. And as soon as you walk through that, there is another wall, which is a fell flame wall, right?
Okay.
And this is because fell is all schools of magic, you then have to put the other five potions on to have all six potions. So I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Except I click on the first one, like, so I've got the fire one on, so then I put on the arcane, and all of a sudden it pops up and it's like, you've got a minute to wait to click on the, and I'm going, seriously? Like, earth? So I had to, each time, so I had to wait 5 minutes to get all these buffs on before I could walk through that. So it was kind of like, I'm just going, come on, is my buff ready? Nope. Okay, go wait. So yeah, so I followed it through. I did all the things. I had everything in my bag in order. So I made sure, like, I had everything lined up in my backpack. I'm like, okay, I've got to click on this. Then I do this. Then I do this. Then I, you know, then I've got to hit. Then I've got to go into this section. Then I've got to click on this. So I had it all ready. And yeah. And eventually I got through, and Ash had just beat me. He'd just gone in like a minute before me, which is like, cool, okay. Because I'm like, okay, you go do it. I've got to sort my bag. I'm not walking in there without having
everything sorted. So you're saying that Ash won?
No, Ash just went in ahead of me. Because I'm like, I've got to sort my bag.
You know, kind of sounds like Ash beat you.
No, he didn't win because we both went in. And and it was really weird because it's not like a scenario. It's not like an instance. It's just a cave.
Yeah.
So I could see him. He could see me. So it was kind of cool. We got to the end And that's the screenshot. That's when I was able to pick it up and it popped in my bag. So I got my little son-daughter hatchling. And yeah, and then the last screenshot I had, I took her back to Dalaran, and then we were just having some quality time in the park. I was having a chat to her. I blew her up with a biscuit to make her bigger. Because, of course, at this stage, I'm like the pygmy.
You're so tiny.
Yeah,
the
pygmy, no.
You're basically the same size.
Yeah, exactly. So, because you've got to drink the pygmy oil and get really small. Yeah, so, so that is pet 826.
Wow.
And it is so pretty. I was just like, oh my gosh, that it was so worth it. Like, it was just such a fun little thing to do. Like, it was a bit stressful because you're like, okay, I've got to make sure I click this, make sure which way I'm going. Okay, I've got to take this path, not this path. But by the time I got to the end of it, I was just like, that was so cool. That was a lot of fun. Please, man. More of that. That was
I need to
just
do it.
Fun.
I have not done it. I was thinking about doing it, and then I'm like, I couldn't do it when stuff happened, and then...
Well, if you're going to do it, let me know.
Man,
I've got some potions.
I want to do it.
Do it on Earthen Ring, and I've got some potions you can have. So I've got a spare.
Sweet.
And, yeah, you can get the other stuff, though, but... I have got some stuff I can help you with if you need. It was just really cool. So again, like, there's a lot of forethought. You need to get yourself prepared. I was prepared. But it was cool. Sorry. And it was. I mean, it was totally.
Not when I'm drinking.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad I was prepared. It was just the coolest thing. So if you get a chance, then give it a go. But it is work. Like, you're not just walking in going bam bam bam, yay, I've got my pet. It is, you need to get yourself sorted. So yeah, that was really good. I did do some mount runs, which was awesome because I got nothing. And
yay!
But I did manage to get all the Pandaria ones, like all of them. I went over. I was standing there going, okay, wait for Sharavanga. And then the piles started bubbling. And I'm like, ooh, I've never seen the Sharavanga turn up. Like, he's always either been there or he's always just been there. And if he's not been there, I've flown away and come back and he's been there. So to actually see him spawn... In all this time, I've never seen him spawn. How cool was that? I got to see him spawn. And I'm like, he's up. Bam. Killed him. No, you didn't give me the mount. Damn you.
Yeah, but at least you never had to fly and race just to tag him.
Yeah. Because he was there. I even went to Undasta thinking, he's not going to be up. Yep, he was up. I'm like, sweet. Killed him. Nothing. Went over to Galleon. I'm like, oh, Galleon's not going to be up. No, he's up. Oh my God. Like, yay. Killed him. Nothing. And I went, well, I might as well go to Nalex, you know, go see if he's up. And I go all the way over there and I'm running up and I'm looking, I'm going, no, he's not up. And then sure enough, all of a sudden I see the little red name pops up. I'm like, Nalex up. Yay. Oh my gosh. So I kill him down and nothing. I'm like, oh, damn. But I think I did get some transmog Throne of Thunder piece that I didn't have. So I was like, oh, well, at least I got something, you know, transmog piece. So I was kind of like, okay, I really would have liked a mount, like, you know. Would have liked one, but anyway, we'll try it again. We'll try it again next week. We'll see how we go. And then, now the biggest news of the week, which I felt like I needed to change. And honestly, it doesn't often happen. And I thought I would never change, but I actually changed leaders transmog this week. I can't believe I've still done that. But I did, and I matched my mount. Like, seriously, that's the whole reason I changed from the Corruptor set.
Really?
Because, yeah, because the beautiful Netherlord, accursed wrath steed is so pretty that I'm like, I need a transmog for it. So I've gone back to my, it's a PvP set, can't remember what it's called. It's something like the Gladiator's Wrathful something. I think it was maybe a Warlock set of maybe like season PvP 6 or something, which I've got the full set of. Like, I worked my backside off back then to get that whole set. And it's the, you know, it's the demon horn and the purple and the red and the kind of pinky bit, and it's when you jump, those wings come out, you know, the wings come out from the side, and it's like one of my favorite sets as well. Like, I love the Corruptor set, but this is also one of my favorite sets, and I always would have basically like the red, which is the Malphic raiment set that came from Blackwing Lair, I think. Which is, you know, the red, the yellow, the orange, you know, I love that. I'm a red girl, so I love that. But the PvP set was one I always wanted because the purple and the blue and the red. So, and it just matches in so well with the horse, like with my horsey, that I'm like, you know what, I'm going to change from Corruptor for a while. I'm going to do it. So I did. So, yeah, so she's looking pretty, you know, pretty cute in that. And then I had to change my appearance because I'm like going, my weapon's not looking, it's not looking good. Oh, I can change. So I ended up changing it to one of the purple appearances that I had. And you know, I think it's looking pretty cool. So, so yeah, that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, look how cool. She's so cute. Look how cute she is. She's so cute. And Voidy's like there going, rolling his eyes at me the whole time. Send me that, back.
That face is like, all she does is transmog.
I know. Transmog.
I want to chase kill.
Chase his mount. Yeah.
I must make things one with the void.
Chartres. Again, Chartres has been with me since day dot. You know, between Pip-Pip and Chartres, they've been my minions that have been around the longest. And, yeah, I do treasure him. But he's still cheeky as. Voidy is still cheeky as. So, yeah, so that's pretty much like what I've done. I did get a little bit of stuff done. I've had a, you know, it's been fun. Just good. How about you? What have you been up to?
I almost freaked out while you were having... while you talked, because I just killed Galleon, and yeah. I got a pouch, and inside the pouch there was a horse face for the thing that I got.
What?
And I'm like, oh, I got a mount. No, I got a jade charioteer figurine. It's a trinket. Meh.
Oh,
I don't care about that, oh. But it psyched me out. Oh. It's like, no.
Oh, that's nasty.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's rough. Yeah. That's the same as when they do over in Dragon Soul. You know, when you kill Ultraxian?
Yes.
And that purple, what is it, that drops that trinket? Is it trinket? And yeah. I go, every time, I go,
every time.
And then I go, oh, it's a damn trinket.
Yep.
Every time.
Because it actually says experiments 47 and 48, yeah. Or something like that. And I'm like, oh, experiment? No. No.
Yeah.
Thanks, Blizz.
Wrong one.
Thanks.
Oh, I did attempt that this week too. Didn't have any luck. And I did go in on Spine. I hate Spine.
What is going on?
I can't do the dance at all. I'm completely left footed, right footed, whatever. But I'm like,
which
I've got
dance?
One foot
on which
and
which
crutches.
Dance?
I just can't do it. Anyway, doesn't matter. What have you been doing? Tell me about your week.
Now you put me on the spot.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. Your turn to talk.
Midsummer Fire Fest.
No, he's Duval. Dead.
No, he's dead. I got the pet during last week's show.
Mm-hmm.
And this week I was going for the achievements because I was like, you know, I was like, oh my goodness, I don't have the achievements. And I go to the first bonfire and there's nothing for me to click. I'm like, what's going on? Why?
No.
And then I'm like, okay, maybe I just got this one, but nothing's showing up on my map. There's something going on. So I go over to Spires of Arrak, and nothing's there either. I'm like, what is going on? Like, I can't click on anything. Like, there's no quest. What is going on? And then I go look back at my achievements, and I don't have the extinguishing ones. So I have to extinguish in Draenor, and I also have to extinguish in Broken Isles. So it's like, oh, I already have the normal ones. I have to put out the bonfires. That's no big deal. So I just did that right now. So I finished that. That's done. That's gone. Done on my character. There's nothing else in Midsummer that I have to do. I like to keep these full. Like, I don't have anything new. I'm just scrolling through them. Midsummer, no. And then Brewfest is the next one. And that's like, everything's full. Like, I've got all the achievements.
Yeah.
Except for Wintervale. Collect all 5 toys that are part of the Crashing, Thrashing, Iron Armada. Is that new this past year or new for this year?
I think it's gonna be new, because I know there is supposed to be new stuff. I had heard that there is new stuff coming.
Okay.
So I'm sure it's, yeah, well, I'm not sure now.
Origin Tournament, I don't care, because that's not really a world event. It's just, I don't know why they have it there. It's silly. Dark Moon Fair, Brawler's Guild, I need to go back in there. But the normal ones, you know, I have them all. So remember how last week you said you were cycling through all of your tunes and then you...
No, I just jumped on my DK.
Paladin. Oh, no, yeah, right. You jumped on your Death Knight and boom, you got the 300 mount achievement. Well,
yep.
I do a weekly check on all of my tunes just to make sure somebody didn't send me mail on a character.
Mm-hmm.
And it also keeps me in guilds, so I don't get kicked out for not being online. So as I'm going through, I jump on my pally, and I got the achievement. I was like, "What? Like, okay, like
nice,
great, that's awesome." Where's the mounts? Let me just see. Lord of the Rings, and it doesn't actually, I can't track an achievement that's already been completed, so I don't know how many mounts I have now compared to that achievement.
Have a look in statistics.
That is a great idea.
If you go to the first one, whatever it is, and then go to gear, I think it's the bottom one in that section that should bring up where your mounts are.
Owned, 301.
Yep. Nice.
So, it's like, what? But, okay, I'll take it. Great.
Yeah,
thank you.
I know,
very much.
Right?
Thank you. Yep.
I don't get it either. Like, what?
I do want to take a screenshot of this, though. Because the next one is awesome. I think it's Char. Nope. I'm not gonna know what. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Dang it. Okay, so because I set all of my mouse's favorites so that I can get a variety. So I can't just go easily find them. I have to remember what the mount is actually called. Okay, so what mount am I talking about is the Karazhan Nightbane mount. So we've been going once a week with our little group that we seem to bring other people in, and they always get them out now. So this week we had just the normal group of us, like the five of us, and I was the lucky one. And it actually dropped for me, not like somebody got it and then passed it over. It was like, yay, I actually won it. And and so I asked if anybody was gonna not be here next week because, you know, I'm gonna be here again, so you know, it's no big deal. But no, they're like, No, man. It's yours.
Yours. Aww, so, that's lovely.
Thank you to Failings of Nod. This is my group that I run with now, guild that I run with now to raid and stuff. It's a smaller guild, but really, really great folks. I really love being there.
Sarah's guild, so yes. Which, you know, Seraphis. Yes. Which, he's awesome.
It's funny. Oh, I think it's this one. The Smoldering Ember Worm. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Okay, let's get this one. And we're going to mount up. Yes. So you can zoom in on this guy. Yeah, so he looks pretty cool. He's got like a... He's got a jaw like a death wing. So he's got the pointed jaw, like the big iron kind of pointy jaw. So it's kind of cool.
Oh, he's pretty.
I want one of those. So that would have, I guess.
Oh, nice.
So I got that after cycling through. So that was probably my 301.
Oh, it's gonna pop.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to pop. That's why I'm like, get off the mount and just go.
Watching people, if you watch, this is what happens. I think it's really cool. Don't you think that's really cool? I like that. How, you know, all that nastiness is coming from the ground. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway. Yes. Okay.
Okay, come on.
It's like, come on, where is he? Mm-hmm. It's like, peekaboo, there he is. Okay, tag him.
No, didn't give me anything. Unfortunately, but whatever. So rating, Tomb came out last week and we ran through, and in the 1 week we were able to get 8 out of 9 bosses down.
Oh, and wow.
We had about
8 out of 9,
5 awesome. Minutes left or 10 minutes left on our last night. And this was on, this was this past week, right before the lockout, and we decided, well, why don't we just, you know, just try kill Jaden once. Don't have a look at any videos. Let's just see, okay?
Okay.
So we decided to go for it, and it lasted about 30 seconds. Goodness, man, we died pretty quickly. It was funny, but it was good. So I was kind of surprised about where you fight him. It's kind of, I wasn't picturing fighting him where he was. I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But like, I don't think it's a spoiler to say where you fight him. Because it's not a big deal. Well, I'm going to say it, and if people are mad at me, I'm sorry, but I don't think it's a big deal, because it's not like, oh my god! Okay, so you basically fight him on one of those Legion starships. So just on the top of it. And I was like...
Right, okay.
Yeah,
so
that's
like
it.
The same that we've been doing in the invasions at the end of the scenario.
Yeah, yeah. And okay. I was like, Undasta's up. Go, 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 go. And I was thinking, I kind of would have thought
that... Oh, go, 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 because there's stuff that's dead.
I kind of would have thought that maybe... I don't know.
Someone's killing him.
He would be inside.
Go, go, go. Yep.
The actual raid? Oh, no. Son of a...
You made it.
Whew! But it seems like this poor guy just got there and he's going to be like, nope. I kind of feel like when you kill him, that's how we manage to find our way over to Argus, because the portal or whatever for the ship to go through is still kind of there. And now that we've killed him, now we can take control of the ship and go back. So, I mean, right. I guess it makes sense, right? Because I would assume we kill him.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know
if we actually do or not. So if we do, it's not a spoiler on purpose. It's just, I assume. Come on. That's right. I turned off general chat. Never mind. I was like, I'm waiting for it to change zones, and it's not changing zones yet in chat. So this week in raiding, we got through Heaven of Nine on normal in like last night, and so tonight we're going to be doing the last two bosses, which is going to be very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll be able to kill him and get it all done. But so one thing I noticed with the new patch is that the first thing I found was that as soon as I loaded in, you know, I did update all of my add-ons. But there was one that kind of popped up this blank box on the screen.
Like,
what the heck? What's that? Like, what's going on? After about a week, I start to cycle through all my things and turn them all off one by one. And I narrowed it down to the Legion wardrobe. It is creating this blank box. And I'm checking on Curse and... the person hasn't fixed it, but there is a fix in the comments, but not in the actual add-on. So you can go apply the fix, and it works.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if the add-on author is MIA or what. So they may think that everything's all fine or not. I don't know. So if you see that, if you have a blank box in your screen, it's... from Legion Wardrobe.
All right, cool.
And so I wasn't really... Okay, so it's funny. It seems like I played a lot, but this last week has been really, really rough. Like, just body-wise, has not been a great week and a half, roughly. And ever since Father's Day, so that's we're all going on a week and a half now. So
yeah,
I haven't been able to play a lot, but yesterday was pretty good. It's still not great, but good enough that I was like, okay, I can cope. Let's go, right? So I played some alts, and I got my AIE monk up to 110. So that's another tune that's at 110, and thank goodness got to choose the monk, because that's the one that I have my leather heirlooms up to 110 on. And nice. Funny how that worked out, but I actually didn't choose it. It chose it by itself, so that's cool. Things are looking out for my gold. Trying to keep as much as I can. I got the monk up I found out that you can't research our artifact knowledge the same way as you did before. I was at 110, mm-hmm. and I don't think I had anything done. And I could give 500 order resources to get one her de facto knowledge level. And I was like, okay, well, wait a second. I'm not doing that because I think it's only 1,000 to give the full 40, right? And so I did that, and yeah, I spent 1,000 on another tune, and I sent it over. So that that tune is at artifact knowledge level 40. So I get confused. So I'm starting to work on the weapon there.
Okay.
And then I worked on my AIE Death Knight, which is it's another. Death Knight, but I love the class. It's a great class.
Nothing wrong with that.
And not like we don't know anybody that likes to play one certain class and pretty much only that. So, don't know anybody like that at all.
No, I don't know anyone like that either.
So, I wanted to basically unlock my weapons and all that kind of stuff on it, because I was already at 110. So I decided, so I had to unlock the I couldn't even unlock the concordance side until I completed a bunch of quests. I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta do all this stuff. And then I started, and then I was like, oh, I don't even have my third relic unlocked on that weapon because I have to complete the Class Order Hall campaign on that tune. I'm like, come. Alright, fine. Mm-hmm. So, it was a lot of five-mans, which went quick because I was running as blood, so I could just queue up fairly quickly. But it was a lot of playing. And playing that much on Wednesday morning and then playing Wednesday night to raid, it's not a good idea. So I was in bad shape going to bed. I was not good. And then I started to get hiccups. It was constant. It was one, boom, boom, boom. Like, what is going on?
Yuck.
Because usually I get them and then it waits a little bit, and then I'll get another one. But this was, it's like, what's going on, body? So this is stupid. So, but you know, I feel a lot better this morning, which is good news. So we'll see what today brings. I'm actually really looking forward to something not in WoW happening. I don't know about looking forward to it. Today is my kid's final day of school, and then it's summer break, so
which lasts how long?
They're back in the day after Labor Day in September, so it's usually the first Tuesday.
Oh, so they're like 3 months off.
No, it's like two. Because August, and Labor Day is like the first week, so it just depends on where it falls. So I was looking at how often I've been streaming, and because I've not been well, I haven't streamed all that much. Oh, 7 o'clock according to my AC, and that's why the AC is on. Great. Because apparently it's going to be warm. So with the kids home, I don't like to stream when the kids are around, because, you know, if I have to swear, I'll swear. But I usually don't swear on the stream. I usually don't, but no, I want to be able to chat and talk, right? But sometimes I can't because they're around, and then sometimes they start to fight. I'm just like, no, that's not good for streams. I might stream with them, which might be interesting.
That'd be cool.
With one of my sons, not I think they both can do it. It's just the whenever they get onto a camera or when they know that somebody would be there to watch them, then they start to act like they're one. So I wonder where they get that.
Nice.
I don't know. It's not for me. It's probably anyway, so yeah, it's been a pretty good week. I'm also expecting a guy to come over and let us have a quote. Okay. He's gonna give us a quote on doing some stuff to our front yard kind of thing, because we want to rip up, well, we don't want to rip it up, like what we have out in the front, like we have like a little hedge and then like a little bush, and it's old, so we want to rip out the trim and put on something nicer around the trim.
Yep.
But we also want to move the bush over a bit so we have more room for when we get out of the car, because the bush kind of blocks us from when we get out of the car. So it's going to be interesting to see how much that costs. Like, I think we can get it done ourselves. It's just I physically, it would take me a very long time, like months. Carrie could do it probably fairly quickly. It's just a matter of time, and she's tired from coming home from work, right? So so it will be neat to see, is the money worth it for the time that we save, right?
Yeah.
And I often equate that to, wow, is it worth it for the time that you save to pay for the gold or the cash, right? So for instance, like the new heirloom toy flight path thing. It's like 10,000 gold, right? Or 15,000 gold. Is it worth it to have all your low level toons now have all of the flight paths?
Hell yeah.
I'm just saying. Or do you need, or could you save that gold, and who cares about all of the flight paths because you're just going to play anyways?
Well, or, can I give you a tip? Or, go around, get yourself another pet from doing the Midsummer Flames and sell it in 6 months' time, where you will possibly make five or six digits worth.
Yes.
Just saying.
Possibly. So, the...
Just saying.
The, the other thing is, is it worth it to you to level up from 1 to 100 without paying the money, or pay the money for a boost, right? So, I find it interesting to see how much people value their time, right?
But I mean, it's not just time.
It's convenience, of course.
But
right,
as alcoholics, you and I are alcoholics. But I mean, one of the things that I love about, especially for an iron, is I get to quest. Even making a new tone, I get to quest.
Yeah.
And I do love leveling from one to, you know, from one, because you start and you just quest and quest and quest and quest. So for me to go, boom, it's 100, it's kind of like, yeah, but I missed out on all that. But then there's the other part of me that goes, yeah, but you don't have time to, you know, you're already running 86 alts
at
various stages.
My thing for the boost is, I have used my boosts, and I find that I don't know if I feel as
connected,
comfortable, or connected even, with my class and the character, because I find this like, okay, you're here and you have your stuff, and I know that when you boost, you get your stuff every little bit, right? But eventually you kind of get that, but you're not used to it. So versus leveling the whole way up, you know how it works. Yeah. And I kind of find that that's something that I miss as well when I boosted.
There's that connection. It's a bit like that. But there are, I mean, there's certain classes. I think last time I boosted my rogue.
Yep.
Because I'm like, well...
Rogues are fun.
I don't,
Rogues are fun. You can sneak around
and quest.
You can complete quest by being stealthed. You don't have to fight your way through. Oh man, I only
made a rogue so Leader could get the damn achievement, so she could get the insane title, so I could unpick the lockboxes that she needed for that stupid damn rep.
I still have to.
That's the whole reason. Other than that, I am not a rogue player. I know that. There are some things I just know I'm not, and I am not a rogue player. So when I think I had the boost, I was like, yeah. I go, am I going to level her? No. Let's boost her. Then I can use it to unlock my boxes at higher level. Yeah. Lock boxes. That's what they're good for. Just saying. Mm. No rogue love from me, but anyway.
So that was my week. You get that.
Well, that's a good week.
Need to you did well. It was pretty good compared to what I thought. No, I'm still at 301.
Oh.
Because the Nightbane mount counts as 301, apparently. So I think when I got onto my pally, I think that put me just at 3.
Yeah, but you should have got the other mount for 300, so you should have been 301.
So then why am I still at 301? And Nightbane
should have been 302.
Right, so why did my stats...
Because you got the heavenly... What is it? Right. Heavenly Azure Serpent Cloud or whatever it is. It's like the really blue-purple serpent. Yeah, so you should be at 302.
So why am I not at 302?
I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, we'll see.
Fix it.
Well, you know, again, you might have to hop on a different turn for it to show. I don't know. Look in your mounts under Heavenly. What comes up if you type in Heavenly?
Well, it's there.
Sure. Well, I was going to say, surely it is. Yeah. It's got to be. It's so pretty, though. I quite like that.
The Onyx Cloud? Oh, yeah, that's from... I want to get...
Yes. Onyx is from good old what's his name?
Yeah.
Hulian.
Yeah.
Lian?
Hulan.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn Hulan.
I you wish we could jump fly like in
100.
Still.
What did I get to? 165 kills before that damn mount dropped. It was something ridiculous.
Mine wasn't that high. Mine was like
Wingy had it 5 times.
Oh, wow, that's really good.
My one.
I think it took, I'm going to say in the 30s,
I think Ash had it 3 times. I think Wingy had it 5. I'm sure it was at least 5, because every time he's like, you're not going to believe what just dropped. And I'm like, do not tell me the mount just dropped. And he's like, okay, I won't.
No, it's just like when I was on Dragon Soul and the Blazing Drake would drop. It dropped like, I think by the end of it, it had dropped 4 times. Yeah. I don't need it anymore. Life binders. Give me life binders. I wish I could trade them, or you know what would be great is if you could sell them on the auction house. Could you imagine the gold that you can make? I
would so not much even gold. That. I think if you could just gift it to a friend,
yeah,
like hey Blizz, I've got this, but I would really like my battle net friend, Lita over here to have this mount because she's awesome. Can you please let her have that? And they go, yes, Stone, of course. Here you go. Just send it right through to and tag her on that one, and we'll make sure she gets it.
There's Nalak.
That would be nice.
Let's pull him down and see if we can end the show. Yep, and see if we can end the show off on a good note. Storm touched Cash.
Well, you hope. I'll tell you... So for those that don't know, I'm getting a new PC. I was telling Stone about it earlier.
Very excited.
Let's just say that I'm waiting on the spec build, you know, working out what we're going to put into it. But I think it's going to be a damn sexy beast. Yes. I'm just saying.
Sexy yeah. Beast? That's a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care. It's gonna be good. I'm gonna have lights and it's gonna flash and it's gonna have sparkly stuff. Well,
see that stuff I don't care about. Like people show like, oh look at my dude, like it does all like it lights up and like I don't care about the light. I want it to like work hard and fast.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna do that too. But well, I mean, I'm so used to having a case without like pretty sides. So I'm gonna get this. I'm gonna get one. You know, it's probably just gonna have like a tempered glass or a side that's see through. Okay. And then we're gonna hook up. We've got, you know, we're gonna have these. I think they're gonna have red fans with lights and oh, for the horde. I'm gonna call it. I don't know. I'm gonna call it like Thrall. It's gonna be my beast what? Of a. Horde machine. It's yeah, I can't wait, but it's still probably at least a couple of weeks off, but I can't wait, I'm so excited.
I killed anyway, Jinrock before he picked me up. That's fantastic. On 25 hard, great. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Okay,
because usually excellent. I go in as blood.
No,
because I'm afraid that I'm gonna die or something.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. But, all right, well, I suppose we better wrap up the show.
Yeah, the kids last, you know, day of school, and I'm going to have to take some photos outside with them and stuff.
Yeah.
Stinkers. Like, another year has gone by. They're going to be in, like, grade...
No, it's so bizarre that you start your year at the beginning, at the middle of the year. That just makes no sense to me. We start the year at the beginning, in January, well... Yeah, the end of January.
Okay, our year goes... I'm going to get knocked off. Oh my god, I'm going to get knocked off.
Knocked off.
Yep, there we go. Off. See ya.
Did you?
Yep, I clipped the edge. That. Son of a...
Yeah. It's like bloody hell again. You know, like the safety dance back in... What was that? That was just Wrath?
Nax, yeah.
Well, Nax, yeah. I hated that. I would just make them let me just stay outside while they did that dance because I seriously could not. Mind you, I was probably sitting on like about 15 frames per second back then.
Okay, well that doesn't help.
Yeah. It didn't help, but you know, what could you do? You're playing on a US server on a crappy machine that in a raid. I probably am being generous. I was probably sitting on about 10 frames per second. It was horrible. Goodness. So I just go, you know what, guys, leave me outside. If I've got to die, just leave me there. But you res me as soon as we're done. Yeah. So anyway, okay. Where people can find us. Let's do this. You can find us on the website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. Don't forget, you can email us if you'd like, podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com, as well as tweet us on the tweeters. Twitter account is @advazeroth. Also, we have a Discord channel, which you can jump in. You're quite welcome to, which is tinyurl.com/AIA Discord. Don't forget, you can come catch us live on twitch.tv/ADV Azeroth. This is every Thursday, 5, 6 a.m. Stone Time, 8 p.m. my time.
It will I'll change it. I'll change the notes when... starting with the next episode, because I have to create the new show notes for 60 to 69. Okay. I can't wait. 10 more episodes.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. Where can we find you, Stone?
At StoneGrasp, because I'm grasping your stone.
I'm just making sure you don't die. I'm just like waiting for you to get flung.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna kill this guy. This stupid, like something. Some,
kill
like,
it. Kill it all.
Hopefully, I want to kill the what's his face?
Horridon.
Yes.
What you want to go out with killing Horridon?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Because the kids are not awake, which is strange.
Wow. That is bizarre.
And Carrie's not up either. But Carrie's working from home, so...
Okay. She's having a chillax.
Yes.
Well, she's left to have a little sleep in. That's fair enough.
She can sleep in. She doesn't technically start work until 9 o'clock. So that's another hour and 50. So I'm actually going to make them all breakfast. So the episode won't be out until a little bit later.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that sounds fair enough.
Here we go. He's up. We got the... Got him out. 46 million hit points. Okay.
You get ready to kill him. I'll do my stuff then.
Okay.
You've done yours. So where people can find me is I'm on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LETAWOW. Don't forget, you can check out my other show, Behind the Avatar, and as well, Stone and I do the WoW Challenges podcast on Sunday my time. Saturday night, Stone's time. So it's normally, at the moment, 9 a.m. Sundays for me and 7 p.m. Saturday nights for Stone. We get to talk all about the challenge tunes, which is a lot of fun. We have to thank everyone for the likes, the retweets, and all that stuff, and just anyone who comes and hangs out in Twitch and the chat rooms and that. Guys, thank you. We do really appreciate it. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play. How'd you go? Nothing? No?
Oh, 121 attempts.
Oh, no mount.
Yeah, I'll wave goodbye.
Come on. You got a transmog piece, though. So, yay. That's at least something. Awesome.
Transmog.
Okay, well, you have everybody. Hope you have a good week. Be safe, be good. If you can't be good at it. Stone, take it easy.
I said
to my co-workers when I left today. I'm like, everyone be good. And they're like, oh. I said, and if you can't be good, just be good at it.
And they're like,
And they're like, And I'm like, I don't want to know. I'm leaving.
I bite my thumb. Do you bite your thumb at me, sir? No, sir, but I do bite my thumb.
Sure.
No? Romeo and Juliet? Romeo and Juliet. Do you bite your thumb, sir?
No. Because
he's basically, when you bite your thumb, it's like, it means like giving you the bird back in the day. So he's like, I bite my thumb. He's like, are you biting... Ding your thumb at me? It's like, no, but I ding my thumb. So he's like, yeah, I'm just standing here, you know, doing stuff. Flipping the bird to somebody. Might be you. I don't know. I'm just flipping the bird. Anyways.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite lines.
Right.
From the whole play.
Uh-huh. I don't even remember that. But anyway.
It's in the beginning.
Okay.
Very early on. Very, very early on. It's basically when they're setting up the whole... families fight and stuff. So, anyways.
Bye, everybody.
See ya. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
You know, oh my goodness. Okay, bye.
What?
I just realized something. Bye.
What? Bye.
Bye.
What? Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Leta. Copyright 2017. AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.